Welcome back into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Thanks to USD383 for joining us here in the first half of the show. We're going to switch gears a little bit, continue the education theme. We have Executive Director of the UFM Community Learning Center, Linda Teener, joining us here today. Thanks for being here.
No problem. Always fun to be here.
Yeah, well, we're glad to find out all the latest happenings going on this summer with you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, people talk to me all the time and say, oh, gosh, are you slower in the summer? You know, you must enjoy the break. And actually, UFM is busier in the summer than any other time of year.
Really?
Because we have so many classes going on, and we have so many swimming lessons going on, and a very short turnaround to get the fall catalog ready. And then we're also working on publicity for all of our other fall programs. So it's really a very busy time for us.
I saw the stuff on Facebook about the fall swimming lessons here. How is that being coordinated?
Well, in order to keep from overwhelming our registration system, we have set up a schedule for when you register. And fall swimming lessons on Monday, the 12th of August, I believe it is, you can sign up for the water aerobics and those kinds of activities. And then on Tuesday, August 13th, in the morning, you can sign up for private lessons. And in the afternoon, sign up for group lessons. Fall is not quite as busy a swimming time as spring and summer is, so we've got a little bit closer together, but we do schedule that. Otherwise, we're working on the fall catalog right now, and it will be starting to get in homes, we hope, by August 9th. We will have it to the printer, and when it goes to the printer, then we also put it on our website so you can get a PDF and see the classes and what's going on. And we expect that'll happen by August 1st. And at that time, you can start registering for anything except swimming lessons.
Okay.
So all the other classes that are available, you can register for. And then swimming lessons, private lessons on August 13th in the morning, and group lessons August 13th in the afternoon.
Now, most of the courses that are available here at the UFM Community Learning Center are non-credit, right?
Yes, most of them are. We do work with K-State Global Campus, and I have some staff who coordinate some recreational credit courses for K-State's Global Campus. And you can get an hour of credit for those. But the things that UFM does primarily are non-credit, just for fun. And they range everything from one time to maybe a whole semester, depending on the interest, the intensity of what you're learning, the availability of the instructor and stuff. Because we go to the community every semester to find people who are willing to teach. We don't have a faculty at UFM in our non-credit classes. It's whoever wants to share something they know, come on and we'll help you get that started.
Well, it really kind of puts the community in Community Learning Center then that way.
Yes, it does. And that's one of our little logos is UFM puts the community in education because we do bring people who want to learn with people who want to teach together in the community.
I swear I didn't know that slogan. That just came out of the top of my head.
Well, you're good.
Well, that's really neat. And are you needing more people to come out and teach?
Well, we're good for fall, but we always are looking for new people who want to share something, and we'll be starting to put the spring catalog together in October. So if you're interested in sharing something, we'd be glad to visit with you. Sometimes we can also set something up even in the fall semester outside of the catalog and publicize it, and sometimes those will go as well, particularly if there's a real interest in a particular area. But we're always looking for instructors. You can go to our website, which is tryufm.org, and click on the Teach a Class, and that'll get you started in the process.
Now, I know you don't have the fall catalog finalized yet here. Do you have maybe just one or two classes you could tease for us?
Oh,
here?
I can maybe tease a little bit because I haven't really seen the catalog myself yet. But we will be certainly doing a full range of swimming lessons. We will have the trolley tours, both for Halloween and Christmas lights, available. We will have sushi rolling back. That's an extremely popular class and fills quickly, as well as a number of other fun cooking classes. We're going to do a stargazing class over in Northeast Park. That should be really fun. And something that we're doing right before Thanksgiving, as people are thinking about homemade gifts for Christmas, we're doing a afternoon program called Crafternoon. And in three sessions, you can sign up for different classes and learn things like some macrame, how to use Sculpey baking clay to create some things. We've got something on calligraphy. We've got something on writing. We've got a variety of things. So look for that, because that'll be a really fun afternoon to learn some things that you maybe can use immediately for Christmas presents.
All right. Well, I'm going to continue down your list here. Project Excel. Tell me a little bit more about this.
Yeah, we don't talk about Project Excel very much. It's a collaborative project with UFM, the College of Education at K-State, the K-State Student Union, and a variety of programs such as Big Lakes, Twin Valley, a developmental center up in the Marysville area, to provide some enrichment education for adults who have developmental disabilities. We offer this program on Saturday mornings during the regular school year, so we'll start on September 7th for the fall semester. We meet in the K-State Union. The students get K-State ID cards that are specially designed for Project Excel, and they come from as far as Greenleaf, which is well over an hour drive to get here on Saturday morning for 9 o'clock classes. We generally have about 65 to 70 students that participate each time. And we offer them, again, we go to the community looking for people who want to share some skills with our special needs adults. And we have offered things like we've done sign language, we've done arts and crafts, we've done cooking with your microwave, we've done reading, we've done geography, we do yoga and dance. We've done some drama things. Last year they did a class on Shakespeare, and they actually acted out some Shakespeare scenes in the drama class. So we do a variety of things with the students. There is a small fee for each class. So for $25, they come and get 5 weeks of classes, and then we change out, and they can choose another class for the next 5 weeks. And we do that 20 weeks during the school year. So there are two sessions in the fall, two in the spring. We hear wonderful things from parents, from our partners, and from our students. They're always very excited to come and participate. We use K-State students as what we call ambassadors, to be assistants in the classroom, to socialize and interact with our Excel students. And they learn a lot as well in the process of working with adults with developmental disabilities. So it's a really cool program. We'll be starting our 10th year of doing that this year. But people don't hear about it a lot because it's kind of hidden among all the other things that we do.
Yeah, what a rewarding opportunity for people, too.
And it's very cool because you come on Saturday mornings, and you know you're giving up your Saturday morning to have to come and do something. I get that. But when you get there, you understand what education is really all about. The students who come an hour and a half in the morning to get there for class are so excited to be there and really want to learn, and it gives you a lot of faith in the value of education.
Yeah. Small price to pay us Saturday morning. You have the rest of your whole weekend.
Yes,
after
you do.
That. So that's great.
Yeah.
Another thing I know we've talked about in the past is Talk 20 MHK, and that's coming up in September.
It is. We will be doing Talk 20 again on September the 26th. We partner with the public library to offer that series. It's a program where people from the community who want to share a skill, something they've learned, can come, and they use slides. They have 20 slides that are on automatic, automatic forwarding every 20 seconds. So it's a precise program presentation on something that you're interested in or passionate about. This will be about the fourth or fifth time that we've done this. Always well attended, always very, very interesting programs. We've done everything from paddling down the Kansas River to biking to walking. We had a really interesting program on walking the Appalachian Trail. We have had different kinds of passions on landscaping and photography, and you name it, we've probably done it. We've even done sword fighting. And so we're looking right now for people who are interested in participating in that process, taking something that you're passionate about and being willing to put it together in a very concise way. It takes about 7 minutes to do the whole presentation. If they're interested in that, the website is talk20mhk.org, and they can indicate their interest in being a presenter for that. It is juried in a fashion, so we take the people who are interested. We try to look for a group of different kinds of diversity in the presentations, and then they'll be selected, and we generally have between 5 and 6 people presenting, and that'll be happening at the library at 7 o'clock on September the 26th. Okay. We also live stream it, so you could watch it at home as well. But we generally have about 100 people come and watch it live. It's a very interesting, fun interaction and a good partnership with the library.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Oh, that'd be something to look forward to here. Put that on your calendar.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more with Linda Teener after this from the UFM Community Learning Center. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.